What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode, a new season, a new chapter of the No Luck Addicts podcast. Listen, man, I didn't mean to leave y'all. But we back, baby. It's a new season. I hope you feel this energy. Listen, if you at your house, if you at your desk at work, listen, if you in your car, I need you to vibe out for a moment. Be dancing right now. We gonna get to it in a moment. Don't worry. I say no, would you turn away or play me off or would you stay? Sing it. Y'all sound good. Dust yourself off and try again. You can dust it off and try again.
Imperfection don't succeed. I told you it's different this time, baby. Dust yourself off and try again. All right, let's get to it. Listen, man, it's a new season. It's a new chapter. Everything new right now, man. That's how I'm feeling now that we're back to the No Luck Addict podcast, man, the best entrepreneur podcast for young entrepreneurs. It's been so long, man, I don't even know how to do an intro no more. But we just going to dive right into the episode. Y'all know how we do on this podcast. First and foremost, man, I want to thank every single body who held it down while we was in transition on the pod. Like, y'all held it down, man. I checked every once in a while. I was seeing the viewership still going up. Y'all still sharing the podcast. Y'all was still vibing out with us, and I appreciate that, man. I can't even express how I feel for about y'all doing that for me, man, because these last couple of months that I've been gone, man, it's been like a great adventure. Like, that's the best way that I can describe it. It's been a great adventure. I got so much to talk about on this season, so much just to share on this season, so many lessons learned, so many different things that have happened in the last couple of months since we've been gone. But today, man, today I want to talk about this fourth quarter, because like always, man, if you've been listening to this podcast for more than a day, you know that when the fourth quarter hits, like, we have to have a specific plan and a specific way that we're going to attack this fourth quarter, especially if you own a business, run a business, operate a business. Like, you have to, like, really, you should have planned months ago, right, for the fourth quarter, especially if you're in a business where it ramps up in the fourth. But today we're going to talk about ways that we can ramp up the business and life in this fourth quarter, right? And I just believe that if you really, like, dive into this, if you really receive this in your spirit, in your soul, on your mental, I just feel like this fourth quarter going to be different, right? I just feel like this fourth quarter going to be different. So number one, I need you to choose your story, right? This fourth quarter, I need you to choose your story. I want you to be so intentional about what you're saying to yourself. Forget everything, like, forget what other people are saying. Forget what those outside influences are. I need you to be intentional about the story that you're telling yourself. I need you to choose your story. I need you to start, like, I need you to take out, like, get a journal, get a piece of paper, and every single day, I need you to be writing that story. I need you to be writing about how you killed it in the fourth quarter. Like, I need you to be writing something to yourself every single day. I've told this on this podcast before. Every single morning, I journal. I write my prayers out, but then I write a letter to myself. And in that letter to myself, I'm not just like affirming myself. I'm literally getting my mind geared towards whatever whatever my goals are for the day, whatever my goal is for the week, whatever my goal is for the month or for the quarter. Like, I'm getting myself prepared for that. I'm making sure that I'm telling myself, I'm writing my own story. I'm choosing a specific story to tell myself, regardless of what I see, regardless of what's going on in my life. I am choosing a story to tell myself. And I'm doing this daily because I just believe that whatever story we continuously tell ourselves is a story that we will eventually believe and live. I told y'all this before. One of the best pieces of advice that I got from a mentor, a billionaire, right? Virtual mentor. I don't know him in person. But one of the best advice that I ever got was from the Social Proof podcast with David Shands. The guy's name was Melvin Nunnery. And he said to all entrepreneurs, they were ending the episode. He said to all entrepreneurs, the one thing that I would say is watch how you talk to yourself. Because you may not believe other people, if they say you're going to fail or they say you're not, that you can't do this, you may not believe outside influences, but you will always listen to yourself. So watch how you talk to yourself. And that was one of the biggest pieces, one of the biggest reasons why we are still standing in business right now. Because if your self-talk is defeating, you will be defeated. If your self-talk is defeating, I'm talking about those thoughts that come in your head without you even really being conscious of it. I'm talking about all the negative things that you say on a daily basis inside your own mind without checking it. I'm big on this, y'all. I'm big. And this happens, like, to me, still, it's never going to end. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the defense mechanism. I don't know what it is. But no matter how positive you are, there are negative thoughts that will still enter your mind. There are negative thoughts that will steal into your mind no matter what. So I need you to choose your story. In this fourth quarter, I need you to choose the story. I don't care what the rest of the year. I don't care if you didn't hit your financial goals the third quarter. I don't care. Choose the story that you're telling yourself in this fourth quarter. And make sure that you are being intentional about writing that story every day, about revisiting that story every day, about telling yourself this story every single day. This is a repetitive thing. This is not affirmations. This is not motivation, inspiration. This is not that. This is you choosing the story that you want to believe, that you want to live out in this fourth quarter. This is you and you. I'm not even going to sit here and say, you should say this, and you should, no. This is you and you, whatever story that is. Whatever phase of life you're in, whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish, my goals may not be the same as your goals. You may be crushing it in business. Your story may have to do with your kids and your spouse or your significant other. Like that, it may have to do with you and God. I don't know. But make sure that you are choosing the story that serves you in this fourth quarter. Don't let no negative influences come in. And when I say those negative, I'm talking about yourself. I'm talking about all that self-doubt that you got. I'm talking about all those fears that you let keep just let them linger in your mind. You visualize, and this is something, like I said, that I struggle with as well. Like you can easily visualize the negative stuff. You can see it happening. It ain't happened yet, but you can easily see it. But for some reason, it's hard for you to visualize the positive things. And I've been very intentional about my visualization. Very intentional. I've been very intentional about writing the story, and those thoughts still exist. So we have to be intentional. I'm talking about continuously. I don't care if it's three times a day, continuously making sure that we are choosing the story that serves us. So number two, I need you to empty yourself daily. I need you to empty yourself daily. I need this fourth quarter. I'm talking about, and now listen, let me give you this disclaimer. I'm not telling you not to rest. But what I am telling you is I need you to have a sense of urgency like no other. I need you to waste 0 hours. Like when you're up, 0 minutes, 0 seconds. When you're up, you are at it. I need you to be tired I need you to just like literally don't even go. Don't even set a bed. Don't even make it to the bed. I want you to just be like so empty at the end of the day. It's like you emptied it all out. Like you gave it everything that you had. I want you to be so empty that you just fall asleep. You watching the show, you listening to a podcast, you doing something productive. I don't know, but I just need you to fall asleep. I need you to be so urgent. Like, I need you to act like time is literally running out. I want you to act like you are against a clock every single day. I just believe that if we, number one, choose the story, number two, act with a sense of urgency, I just believe that whatever it is we're trying to get to, whatever it is, that not only will we get to it, I think we'll experience something greater. I think we will experience a level that we didn't even know existed, right? This last couple of months, man, I've been going crazy. Like, I'm talking about balls to the wall with my health, ramping up the business, all this stuff. And I've actually collapsed the time in which I work out, the time in which I work, but that time that I set aside to do my work or to do my workouts or whatever, like, I am going at it. Like, I am going at it. No distractions. No. I'm doing this until it's complete, and I have this amount of time to get it done. I don't have any other time. Sometimes we need to set a time limit on how much or when we need to get something done. I got 1 hour. I got 30 minutes. I've been doing these 30-minute, like, just going at workouts, right? 30 minutes. And I have seen better results in that time than me spending an hour or an hour and a half. Now, that has its place, right? That has its place. We're not going to dive into that right now, but that does have its place. Those longer form workouts have their place. But for the season that I'm in, I need to be so focused on time that I can get more done in less time. I need to be urgent. I need to move with a sense of urgency. Stop walking slow. Stop just moseying around. Stop acting like you ain't got nothing to do. And I know as entrepreneurs, sometimes, like, we got to do the work that we don't want to do, and then we drag. We drag that type of workout. I do it myself. We drag on the stuff that we don't want to do. The stuff that is sexy in our business that we love to do. Like, I can go sourcing every day. But when it comes time to redo the inventory or to do the listings and all the tedious stuff, that's the stuff that sometimes I can drag on. And I'm telling you that in this fourth quarter, don't drag out nothing. Set aside a time block. Understand that you got to be flexible with your time blocks, but time block and get it done. So number one, we got to choose your story. Number two, empty yourself daily. And number three, I need you to detach from how. I need you to detach from how. As you start writing your story, telling your story every single day, choosing that story, you're going to start thinking about how. You're going to set these big goals, and then you're going to say, well, how am I going to get this done? Or you're going to start doubting the fact that you can get it done. Or you're going to start looking at your results every day, seeing if it's almost like when you're trying to lose weight and you get on the scale every day, like it's going to move. Sometimes we can do that in our business. Sometimes we can do that with our progress. I need you to detach from how it's going to happen. I'm not saying don't have a plan. I'm not saying don't have a strategy. Those are different things. But sometimes we get so caught up in the how that we literally undo the story that we're telling ourselves. Detach from the how. Detach from how it's going to happen. That's God's job, right? Leave that up to God. Don't try to be God. Listen, lead that up to God. Set your intentions, choose your story, empty yourself daily, and let the results fall where they are. You can't control the outcomes. You can only control the input. Now, the input can dictate the outcome, but you can't control the outcome. You can't make a customer buy. Now, you can put the product in front of them. You can do all the sales. You can do all that stuff, but you can't make somebody buy. So don't worry about how. Detach from that. Detach. I need you to focus on your story and your urgency that you're bringing to each and every day. And this is just a bonus. This ain't even got nothing to do with these three, but this is just a bonus. I need you to be so strict on your eating, your water intake, and your, I need you to be strict on it. I need you to be strict. Like, I'm talking about like regimental. I'm talking about take out all processed food. I don't care how you eat, vegan, carnivore, paleo like me. Like, I don't care. Make sure none of it's processed. Make sure you're not putting nothing in your body that's going to slow you down. Make sure everything that you put in there is for your energy, for your health, for your well-being, for your mental. A lot of our mind's not right because our eating is not right. Our health isn't right. And I need you to drink more water. I drink spring water. I need you to drink more water. I need your brain to be functioning at the highest level in this next 4 months. Y'all should be excited about this fourth quarter, man. You should be excited about this fourth quarter. I don't look at the fourth quarter as an end. I look at the fourth quarter as a beginning. Because really, in these last 4 months, yes, it's the end of the year, but it's the start of a new thing. We're going into a new season, literally. And then we're going into a new year right after that. So you should be excited. As a matter of fact, I'm going to give you another bonus. I need you to have high energy, right? Don't walk around, somebody, how you doing today? Oh, man, it's all good. I'm good. No, I need you to be excited when you wake up. I need you to be pumped when you wake up. I need you to be motivated when you wake up. When you get out that bed and your feet hit the ground, number one, I need you to just thank God. Like, God, thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you for the fact that I can move all my extremity. Like just be thankful first, but then get excited. Because today is going to be the greatest day of your life, no matter what day it is, no matter what your bank account look like, no matter what's happening in your business, it's going to be the greatest day of your life. That's how you should be attacking this fourth quarter. I need you to choose your story. Don't let nothing affect the story that you're trying to tell yourself in this fourth quarter. It's going to end better than it started. And if it started good, it's going to be better. And if it started better, it's going to be best. Choose your story. Choose how you're talking to yourself in this fourth quarter. Don't let no negativity in. All that outside stuff, you ain't even got to worry about that. Worry about what's going on in your own mind. Go to war with your own thoughts. That's the challenge. Go to war with your thoughts. Go to war with your beliefs. Go to war with those things. Combat with those things. Because those are the things that's going to stop you. None of the outside stuff can really stop you. It's only you that can stop you. And I know you've heard that 100,000 times, but it's true. I have been so intentional about how I'm thinking, y'all. Like, that's why I get low sometimes. Sometimes I get low just to get better, and then I got to bring it back to the podcast. But like I've said since I started this podcast way back in 2017, 18, I don't know, one of those, maybe 16, I will never just do a podcast just to do a podcast. I may give you 30 episodes and go away for 40 days. I'm sorry, but I'm not just going to give you anything. Sometimes I got to step away. Sometimes I got to revisit my story. Sometimes I got to see how, okay, am I really going at, am I, like, sometimes I got to step back so I can come back better and give y'all something and pour into your life. I don't take it lightly that you listen to this podcast. I don't take that lightly. You can be listening to anybody, but you're here with me. Shout out Jay-Z. So I need you to choose your story. I need you to empty yourself daily. I'm talking about sense of urgency. When I was in the Army, y'all, they had this thing called range walking. Like, they literally would not let you walk at a normal human pace. It's weird, I know, but it's so effective. It gets your energy up. It gets you thinking at a different level. It makes you sharp. I don't know how to explain it, but they had this thing called range walk. And they would literally say, if they see you walking slow, range walk. If we're doing an exercise, range walk, they would just yell it out. Range walk, that means pick up the speed. Walk with a sense of urgency. Walk with a sense of purpose because you have a purpose. You have a purpose. And you sometimes we forget that. Sometimes we're in the purpose and forget that we got that we need to be more intentional about the purpose. I need you to be so intentional in this fourth quarter, y'all. And let me say this. If you haven't started the thing that's in your head or that's on that paper or that you've been thinking about or knowing that you should do, you need to start it now. And when I say now, I mean right now. If you've been thinking about putting videos out, a podcast out, a book out, you need to get started on that right now. Don't let another month, another day, another second go by without you being intentional about your purpose and your gift. I have never been more happier in my life than when I started living in my purpose. Never been more excited in my life. Nothing brings more joy than when I'm doing this podcast, when I'm doing my business, when I'm going to schools to speak. Matter of fact, I got a bunch of schools lined up for these next couple of months. But like nothing when I'm out feeding the home, when I'm doing those types of things, nothing. And sometimes your business can serve a purpose, of course, but sometimes your business is a part of your purpose. But you have a greater purpose as far as you serving people out that don't pay you. Now, that was just a little side note, right? So I need you to choose your story. I need you to walk with, I need you to have a sense of urgency. Empty yourself daily. Number three, I need you to detach from how. Detach from how. How is killing your progress. It's killing your results. It's killing your health. It's stressing you out. Stop worrying about that. I've learned to let that go over the, and I'm going to talk about this, but over the last several months I've been gone, I've learned to let go and literally trust God in this process. And all I do is the work. I pray. I ask God to guide me, to lead me, to be my CEO. I yield my ways for God's ways. I yield my will for God's will. And I just do the work. That's it. I set my intentions. I do the work. I choose my story. I do the work. Detach from how. Then I gave you a couple of bonuses. Your health. Your health. Please take care of your health, man. Please. I see too many entrepreneurs, man, that y'all don't even understand. If you were just healthier, like you already killing it. You'd be killing it. So think about how much more you would be killing if you was healthy. Think about at your job, if you was healthy, think about who you would be for your kids if you was healthier. Some of you are already at a good level of health. What if you were healthier? What if you were at a higher level of health? I'm trying to maximize my health. I'm trying to reach a level that I didn't even know was possible. I've been doing stuff. I'm like, yo, I'm trying to literally push my lung and heart capacity. I want to be so in shape. I want to be like, I don't even know how to describe the type of health that I'm trying to have. Only word I can put on it is vitality. I just want to be energetic, full of life. But anyways, I hope that this podcast has helped. I pray, man, I pray that this fourth quarter you kill it. I will be dropping episodes just like crazy in these next couple of days, couple of weeks, couple of months. Like I got so much content for y'all, man. It's ridiculous. If you haven't already, follow me on Instagram. It's at No Luck At It. YouTube, Facebook. I'm putting content out on all those platforms. Go ahead, give your boy a follow. Subscribe to the podcast. Leave a comment, share the podcast if it helped. If it didn't help, don't share it. That's fair exchange. That's business. That's commerce. That's capitalism, right? Don't share it. If it sucked, leave me a bad review. That's fair. I believe in that. So I need you to have a blessed day. Have a great day. I hope that you take heed to these things, and we're going to vibe out as we leave. Without a dope beat, step two, step two, step two, step two, step two, step two. I hope today is the best day of your life. It's been a long time. We shouldn't have left you. Without a dope beat, step two, step two, step two, step two, step two. Baby girl, what would you do to get to me?
would you say to have your way? Would you give up or try again? If I hesitate to let you in, now would you be yourself or play a role? Tell all the boys or keep it low. If I say no, would you turn away or play me off? Or would you stay up?
Keep it first. Go ahead and sing it.
Dust yourself off and try again. You can dust it off and try again.
It's a new beginning, y'all. You should be excited. We 2 days into the fourth quarter, man. You should be pumped.
Dust yourself off and try again. Try again.